5 hours, that's how long Fianna Fáil's parliamentary party spent last night discussing an internal report into the party's botched presidential election campaign. Five times, that's the number of occasions the report says Jim Gavin was asked about a reference to a dispute with a former tenant, including twice before he was selected to run for the party. Mr. Gavin withdrew from the race after the Irish Independent published a story about the dispute. The report says that on each occasion he was asked about it, Jim Gavin assured the party that he had no recollection of any dispute up until his former tenant came forward and contacted Fianna Fáil directly. Thomas Byrne is Minister of State for European Affairs and Fianna Fáil TD for Meath East. He joins us on the line now. Thomas Byrne, good morning.
Good morning.
I gather you weren't at the meeting last night because you're in Brussels, but you have read this report.
Of course.
It's clear that the report raises questions about Jim Gavin having a potential issue with a former tenant on two occasions. Questions were raised on two occasions before he was selected as a candidate. Jack Chambers knew about it. The Taoiseach's Chief of Staff, Deirdre Galán, knew about it. The party's General Secretary, Sean Dorgan, knew about it. Why weren't alarm bells ringing loudly at that point? And why did the party leadership not pause and investigate further?
Well, you're saying that they knew about it. The reality is that there was no specific information given at that time whatsoever. And in relation to those queries that came in, obviously Jim Gavin stated on a number of occasions that he had no recollections of any such issues. And the context at the time is that there were other things being said on social media and other queries, I think, coming into the party as well, which were absolutely outrageous, completely false. And there was a context to that. Jim Gavin gave assurances on a number of occasions that there was no issue here with a tenant. And there's no question that anybody knew the detail at that particular time. In fact, once the detail was known, which was in early October, the 3rd or 4th of October, the information was given to the party, the name of the tenant contacted the party. And it was on that occasion, that weekend, that it was the Taoiseach himself who suggested that Jim Gavin leave the presidential election. I mean,
aside from asking Jim Gavin himself, was any other effort made to try and find out whether the detail of these questions and to try to seek out whether Jim Gavin's version of events was correct?
Well, when you have no specific information in relation to that, I'm not sure what more you can do. I mean, there are no public records available of disputes with tenants or issues with tenants. They simply don't exist. There were, as part of the due diligence and as stated in the report, that there was searches done on public records, etc., and that's standard. But public records wouldn't have any of this information. You are relying on the candidate. And I am conscious that there's a, you know, former candidate, Jim Gavin, and his family are listening to all of this as well. But the fact is that that information was not readily available, including from the journalists who put these questions, but was only available when the individual himself contacted the party. And at that point then, the Taoiseach was the one who said that Jim Gavin would be unwise to continue the campaign.
But the Taoiseach was aware, according to Seamus McGrath, who told Gavin earlier, that he was broadly aware that questions were being asked about a potential issue surrounding Jim Gavin and a former tenant. Should Micheál Martin have informed the rest of the party that there were questions being asked about the candidate that he said was his preferred candidate and the candidate he was pushing before the selection convention?
But sure, if the candidate is saying that there's no issue and they've no recollection of anything like that whatsoever, and there's no other information in the public domain whatsoever, I'm not sure the Taoiseach is in a position.
Even if you've questions coming about him from two different sources.
There were lots of questions coming in from the media around that time. There were other issues which were being played out on social media at the time, completely false allegations about Jim Gavin. That's the context that we're in. You ask the candidate, you do your due diligence. That's what's happened. We'd like if things were completely different. We can't bring the presidential election back, unfortunately. This review, as you said at the start, raises questions. It also provides basically all of the information that the party had at the time, and indeed all of the facts in relation to the campaign are set out. I assume this is widely available. It's each member of the parliamentary party has it. And it reads well in the sense that it gives the information that was available to the party and the various people within the party that were involved in the campaign.
Your party colleague, Billy Kelleher, told us yesterday that it would be a huge breach of trust if people at the top level of the party were aware that there were questions surrounding the party's candidate but didn't make that known to the rest of the party. The report shows that that is the case. I mean, do you agree that it was a breach of trust?
No, because there were no specific issues put to Jim Gavin. There were no specific names of a tenant. Jim Gavin was given general queries. There were general queries come into the party.
And why wasn't the rest of the party told about those general queries before they were asked to vote on
a
candidate?
Because in relation to any kind of an election, any presidential election in particular, there will be all sorts of queries come in. If they are specific issues, obviously the party deals with them. And when the issue became very specific, when the information came from the tenant himself, the Taoiseach dealt with it immediately, as did the Deputy Leader, Jack Chambers. But up to then, it was non-specific information, and the candidate denied it on quite a number of occasions.
One thing that's very clear from this report is that the party leader seems to have been running a closed shop, because Jim Gavin was in the frame from early June. The rest of the party wasn't told about him until August. I mean, doesn't that highlight one of the big criticisms of Micheál Martin's leadership, that he calls the shots, he does it in private, and it's his way or no way?
Well, I'd say two things to that. First of all, the leader has to have some ability to move, to lead the party and to take decisions on behalf of the party. That's the first thing. And that's the same with every single leader of Fianna Fáil up to now, and any successful leader of any political party. But secondly, this was put to a vote of party members. And, you know, Billy Kelleher came forward, got a very, very good vote. Perhaps had he come earlier, he may have won. Who knows? But it was put to members. And a similar process, which resulted in a different outcome, happened for Mary McAleese, which is almost 30 years ago, in 1997, where, you know, there was obviously Albert Reynolds was the candidate at that time. The suspicion was that the official leadership backed Mary McAleese. That was never outlined publicly at the time, but party members made the decision to select Mary McAleese, and she won. That process didn't work on this occasion, but the leader of any party, whether we agree with the decisions at times that they make or don't make, they have to be given room to be the leader of the party. I think anybody would accept that.
Isn't there a fundamental question now around Micheál Martin's judgment, because Jim Gavin was selected without any polling carried out in the field, and it was clear that when he was selected, his performances in public debates, his performances in interviews, were well below par. That's leaving aside the whole landlord-tenant issue.
Yeah, look, I accept that, and you know, just can I say this very, very clearly as well. There was no doubt that people are hurting within the parliamentary party and within the membership of the party, and that's why I think it was really, really important that all this information came out. But yeah, that was certainly one of my own disappointments was that clearly he was not as capable on the media as I would have hoped him to be.
And doesn't that raise a fundamental problem then with Micheál Martin's judgment, because he was the one who picked him?
No, I don't accept that. I mean, I decided to back Jim Gavin independently. I met him. I knew of him. I clearly didn't do enough research into his abilities on TV. We wouldn't have seen enough of him, quite frankly. But at the time when he was put forward as a candidate, I have to say, as a former minister for sport, I saw a number of articles in the newspapers from sports associated people or sports journalists, which were extremely complimentary about Jim Gavin. And they gave me huge encouragement actually in backing him, because it's exactly what I came on this show, Morning Ireland, in August, and I said, we need a candidate who can appeal beyond the party base. And when I saw sports journalists speaking in glowing terms of him, that was part of the process in which I came to my own decision on supporting Jim Gavin.
Considering the way your party leader handled this whole process, do you think he's the right person to continue leading the party and to lead you into the next election?
He absolutely is. We're here in Brussels this week. The Taoiseach will arrive this evening, and these are some of the most crucial decisions. In fact, one of my colleagues yesterday said this is the most important European Council in decades. It's very, very important that we have the right person to represent Ireland. I think Micheál Martin is that person.
All right.
I think it's really important as a party that we focus on the issues that matter to people. Yes, it was really important to do this review. Yes, it's really important to have this discussion. But if we continue to talk about internal matters, the public will turn off.
All right.
Need to focus with a laser-sharp focus on housing, the cost of living, healthcare, the issues that matter to people.
Thomas Byrne, Minister of State for European Affairs and Fianna Fáil TD for me, these. Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. It's 22 minutes past 8.